I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jimmy and D Haslam spoke yesterday. Who ordered the code red? Yes, it matters. It obviously matters. Here is Jimmy Haslam. Go.
Yeah, listen, we have good process, okay? And if you'd have told me, let's see, we picked him on Saturday, right? Friday night driving home, y'all are going to pick Shadur, I would say that's not happening. But we had a conversation early that morning, and then we had a conversation later that day. I think we had the right people involved in the conversation. At the end of the day, that's Andrew Berry's call. Andrew made the call to pick Shadur. Just like who's going to start or what play we're going to call is Kevin's call. But that's Andrew's call. He made the call.
So Kenny Carman owns the Browns. Let's pretend something for a second. We can have this conversation, and I can lean on Anthony, who's my general manager, and go, all right, we're going into day three tomorrow. If we don't think we're going to be that great this year, and he's there in the fifth round, well, we got other picks. I understand that. But if he's there in the fifth round, why not? Think of all the negative things. Let's go down this road for a second. Think of all the negative things that were said about Shadur Sanders during the combine and the pre-draft process. Still, you didn't think he was going to fall to day three, right?
No.
So now
we're
getting ready for day three. Can I trust you guys? Here's Anthony, my general manager. Here's Owen. He's Kevin Stefanski in this. Can I trust you guys as NFL coaches to get the best out of a guy who's fallen to the fifth round? We can't take a flyer on that guy. We got picks coming up. You're telling me if we're in a position, we can't just take that guy and see? I mean, we're on a desert looking for a quarterback right now. We got two first-round picks next year. What if this kid works out?
Well, so this is exactly what...
Tell me why this kid ain't gonna work out.
Okay, this is exactly what everybody was theorizing happened. That he said enough is enough. And at the very least, let's get somebody exciting in here. Somebody who's going to sell jerseys. Somebody who's going to... You know, and by the way, he's been awesome at all the community stuff that he's done, not even structured stuff that the team has set up. He's just been doing it on his own. It's going to bring, you know, more of a focus in on, remember, he has his camera crews, although they haven't really been here, but it's going to be more of a national conversation. There's been some of that. So isn't that what people have kind of thought has happened?
Because I would ask Owen, as the head coach of the football team, and we know Owen's a good coach, he has the trophy to prove it from down in the shoe. Could have been mine, but it wasn't because he was better, even though I'm not the head coach, but who said that? Owen, you're a good coach. You're good with quarterbacks in this scenario. Is he incorrigible? Is his attitude that bad? Clearly it wasn't. So if his attitude's not that bad, the guy who's good at quarterbacks, can I trust you to get something out of him? He's a day three guy. Oh, but what about the distraction? What about the distraction? What distraction? Honestly, what distraction is there for a third, for a 3-6 win football team at best? What distraction could there be? So it's like, hey man, I wouldn't even have had a problem if Jimmy would have walked in there and said, we're taking him. I had a problem with the Johnny Manziel thing, and I believe what I believe, because I'm like, man, Johnny was just downright incorrigible, and he had problems in all the other things. I don't think this young man has those problems whatsoever. Whatsoever. And I'm going, hey, if it don't work out, it won't work out. And then we got a guy next year that we're probably looking forward to. Is he really going to get in the way of Dillon Gabriel? He hasn't gotten in the way of Dillon Gabriel so far. Hasn't gotten in the way of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett got injured. Certainly hasn't gotten in the way of Joe Flacco. He's not gotten in the way. So what's the problem with any of this? Do you have an answer? I'm not trying to rip on you, Owen. I'm asking for the process.
I do have the... So do you believe him then when he says it was Andrew Berry's pick?
You know what? I do. Because I think that he could have leaned on him on Friday night or Saturday morning and went... Give me reasons why we shouldn't take him. And then if the reasons are good enough, go, okay, you make the decision. But let me ask you this. And then if I have my reasonings maybe why I would like to select him, I don't need to turn it into just, I'm the owner, it's my name on the door, I'm going to take the guy. That's not good process. That is not good process. But I can ask, can we come together on a reason? Can I challenge you as a coach? Can I challenge you as a guy that takes this young man at pick 144? You didn't know it was going to be 144 at the beginning of the morning. But can I challenge you as this guy on day three to take that young man and to maybe give him the chance to mold him into something that we could use those picks on other people for next year? Or can I mold him into something there that I have in the holster to bring him over time?
Does it matter to you who made the pick?
It always matters who made the pick. You hire people for a reason.
Sure, but you made a case at the start of this that you could totally understand Jimmy Haslam coming in and dictating the pick.
Well, it sounded to me like you're saying, in the least, right, Jimmy influenced him into making this pick.
I did. And
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm glad you said that. You can influence all you want. Let me explain that here in a second.
Just because Jimmy's the guy that picks up the phone and makes the call, or I'm sorry, Andrew is the guy that picks up the phone and makes the call, doesn't mean it's Andrew Berry's pick.
I totally understand that. But I'm asking, we always say, like, guys, they have these conversations where people rip on us for having any conversation whatsoever about something that's uncomfortable. What do we always say? Guys are having this conversation in Berea. They're having this conversation over at One Center Court. They're having these conversations. Okay, well, we're having the conversation here. So say Shador isn't with us yet, right? And we're getting ready to pick later on in 3 hours at 10 o'clock, right? With Kevin Stefanski, I'll have his live press conference coming up at 9, by the way, before that. You want to hear that. We're making picks starting up at 10 o'clock. We're 3 hours ahead. We've discussed this. We've probably discussed Shador Sanders before this. Hell, we were all at his pro day for crying out loud here. So you've seen him. None of us, maybe on the plane on the way back, said that this kid is incorrigible where we can't work with him. So tell me why it would be such a disaster to take him day three. And if you can't tell me why it would be such a disaster, can I talk you into making that pick? I want you to do the job I hired you for. I'm just a fan, so yeah, if he wanted to go in there and say, fine, make the pick, then make the pick. It's your football team. You're right to call me out on that. But if I'm hiring you for the process of it and saying what to do, then what's the harm?
See, my issue has all along been process. So Jimmy is touting their very solid processes that led them to taking Dylan Gabriel and then two rounds later, Shador, knowing that, look, the fan sentiment is going to be in Shador's corner. He's just, and I've told you, like, in all this discussion, people online are like, why are you singling out Shador? Why are you analyzing or overanalyzing Shador? I'm like, because I don't care about the others. I don't care about Kenny Pickett.
Oh, we got to talk about that later,
too. I don't care about these other quarterbacks. I certainly don't care about Dylan Gabriel. I think that was a wasted pick. And then you, two rounds later, to me, they've set up this whole quarterback room for most likely failure. It's going to be harder for one to emerge unless they get a rash of injuries. And what do you know? They got an injury already that I think will only help them make a decision, make a very good decision. So I almost think their back-assward process could lead them in the right direction eventually. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I know Shador had a couple of great days, and then yesterday had a really bad day from the people that were really analyzing. Who knows? Again, it's still, you know, the guys weren't even wearing pads yesterday. So all I'm saying is, man, if their really good process led them to taking a quarterback in the third round and then the fifth round, I still have to really question what process you have in place that would lead to that.
It didn't look like a process to me. Optically,
well, you saw the video.
The video, right, of after they make the Shador pick and Jimmy and JW are setting behind Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, and it looks like they were forced to
but
do it.
We do know that there was the, what, Mac the Buffalo who put the, he did he or did he not put the montage together of all the picks, and
of
it looks like Andrew basically gives the same look on each one of those picks.
That was their baseline
look. You're right,
look.
Owen, but that was their baseline look.
Well, which one made the national rounds? It wasn't Mac the Buffalo's
Shador
video.
It was certainly Shador.
It was the one that we are referring to.
Yes. Like, that. This is a very crazy explanation. Because, no, I don't want to believe that the owner went in there and did it. But I also know that, at the same time, the owner very well could have went in there and did it. And if it becomes this much of a mess, then, yeah, you're going to have to blame the owner on that. And that the owner did not learn from the Johnny Manziel or any of the other things that what we think that he might have done before. But this is the issue of it as well. You know for a damn fact that they've had other scouts come in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round, and they go, okay, Mitch, you're going to be a general manager someday. Tell me why we need to take this guy here. It's Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. We're getting ready to call this one, or, you know, whatever. It's Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. We're in our sixth round. We're making our last pick. We basically got our work done. Now we want to talk about ceiling guys. Tell me why this guy needs to do it. So if they're willing to do it with assistant guys, why can't I not have my say as the owner of the football team and have the conversation and go, well, why shouldn't we take this guy? Does he have the highest ceiling compared to the other guys that are still on the board? If you believe that he does, then if we are a four-win team, then does it really matter that much? Oh, well, he's too big a celebrity. I'm sorry, do I not pay you guys to deal with celebrities? Do I not pay you guys to deal with this? Or do you not have life-changing money based on dealing with celebrity and dealing with the media? You're going to dare let Mike Garofalo, no offense to him, but you mentioned him as the name. It's like, oh, this I have. You're going to dare let Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network talk you into this? Good God, I can't imagine if Chris Berman were to come back and work full-time. You'll just hand him the keys of the building. So, damn, you can't be that afraid of the media. You got to make your decision. And if you can give me good reasons why this is a quarterback, the most important position, the most lucrative position, why we shouldn't take him, fine, give him to me.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.